local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
I'd say one of our top stories this morning is a patch of dry weather that starts this week and carries us into next week. More from Dr. Bill on that coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center officers just got the records on the scene at Government and Joachim. An accident without injury. It's been a good ride so far along Airport, Dauphin and Moffitt and 65 from Tillman's Corner and Theodore along I-10 all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilmer Road. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach and Perdita Beach Boulevard and in Foley and McKenzie Street across the street from the golf course. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. Find them on Facebook and online. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be breezy with occasional showers and temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Ash Wednesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. We'll talk more weather with Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. But yeah, he has like a 4 days, maybe 5 days of dry, and that's a big deal with river stages where they are and flooding going on Baldwin County side, Mobile County side, Washington County, Clark County, Monroe County. It's a chance to let these rivers drop some. We'll talk to Dr. Bill about that coming up some in about 25 minutes here. Plus, coming up after 8 o'clock, Jeff Poor joins us. We'll talk with him about last night's cacophony of a Democrat debate, get into some of the takeaways out of that, if there's any real takeaways from last night.
Yeah, and if anyone missed it, I think when Jeff comes on, we should give him a taste of what was going on last night. And as soon as Jeff starts to talk, let's just both start talking and talk over him the entire time.
We'll plan that. Y'all can help. We'll get you on the phone lines. Everybody can talk just at one time. That'll work. Also, we're looking at 123,000 plus in downtown Mobile for Fat Tuesday. I thought it was a nice big Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
A lot of people out there. Of course, the cleanup going on now. And some positive takeaways. There were no porta potty fires this year.
That's always important. Yeah. It was just last year, right?
People have forgotten. Remember last year with the porta potty fire that was going on along Bienville Square? Didn't happen this Mardi Gras. Thank goodness.
And I forgot to take note and look this year, but I wonder if there was better porta potty spacing. Because, you know, when one goes up, it's like dominoes. The rest are going to go up in flames also.
A strange kind of dominoes. But yes, you're right. Last year, it was one porta potty had caught on fire and spread to the others. But we did not have that this year. But we do have the normal cleanup in downtown Mobile, as y'all all made a big old mess downtown that's being cleaned up, trying to get the city set back on the right level here. Let's see. The stat says, according to Mobile Police, more than 123,000 people attended the parades. 211 parking tickets were issued, and 84 vehicles were towed. I put a picture up yesterday, I think on my Twitter feed, walking around, and not only did the tow truck have one, but it had two. It was a double. It could pull one up like on like a rollback, and then it had another little lift thing to lift the front tire to the other one. So that they got two at a time.
Man. Double tow.
Double that's, up to catch up.
That's economical.
Yes. So I saw two of the 211 cars that had gotten towed yesterday, or 84 cars towed yesterday, 211 parking tickets. But not bad. All in all, it looked like a good time was had by many for Mardi Gras for 2020. Got just another year to wait now.
Only one more year.
That's right. Hey, by the way, the Moon Pie Minute, the story of Mardi Gras, as told by our own Rennie Brabner. Go back and catch all 34 of those. I think it's 34 of them. They're on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for the Moon Pie Minute and check them out right there. All right, on the way in sports.
Well, lots of basketball to talk about. The high school state championships are ongoing in Birmingham. I'll give you an update on who's moved into the championships and who's yet to play this week. And also, Tua Tagovailoa is up in Indianapolis speaking with teams at the Combine. I've got some audio from Tua speaking to the media yesterday.
All right, and should we be worried here, other than our retirement in the stock market, should we be worried about coronavirus here in the United States? That's a discussion that we're getting, I think, mixed messages on coming out of Washington. Here's Jim Roop from Westwood One with more.
You may have heard what President Trump said from India Tuesday.
You may ask about the coronavirus, which is very well under control in our country.
Then what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Dr. Nancy Messonnier said.
We expect we will see community spread in this country. It's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more a question of exactly when this will happen and how many people in this country will have severe illness.
And even later, during a Health and Human Services briefing, the CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat, even though the World Health Organization isn't calling for one, said,
current global circumstances suggest it's likely that this virus will cause a pandemic.
And we're told we should be prepared for the possibility of a disruption to our lives because of coronavirus. What that may look like is unclear, as is if a disruption will happen at all. But Dr. Messonnier says the idea is to be ready, prepared.
For schools, options include dividing students into smaller groups, or in a severe pandemic, closing schools and using internet-based teleschooling to continue education. For adults, businesses can replace in-person meetings with video or telephone conferences and increase teleworking options. On a larger scale, communities and cities may need to modify, postpone, or cancel mass gatherings.
Again, not that this is what we should do now, but just be prepared, meaning that schools, businesses, communities should put mechanisms in place now so if they are needed, can be transitioned into smoothly. And meaning for individuals, also put whatever mechanisms needed in place that would help with these possible disruptions. The best thing to do, however, as Dr. Ann Schuchat reminds us, the easy common sense things.
Covering your cough or sneeze, staying home when you're sick, are very important. And of course, the evergreen, wash your hands.
And by the way, the effective length of time for hand washing is at least 15 seconds, but wash them often. I'm Jim Roop.
Or like we used to be told, right, recite the old McDonald song. Your head. I don't know how many animals on the farm in you have to go, but use that as some kind of measure of time on washing your hands. Now, the effect of coronavirus on the stock market, we'll get into that in just a little bit. Plus, we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM. It's all straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. You're not going to believe this. I need your help.
Dave? What did you do now? I almost don't want to ask.
Okay, well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod for Christmas, and I got to test it out last weekend, and we caught our limit, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all, and so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yep, I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
Wow, that's a new one, even for you. We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you. You have any fresh fish you want to bring by?
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus?
We'll be ready, Dave.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. 123,000 revelers attended parades in downtown Mobile on Fat Tuesday. Other numbers from Mobile Police include 211 parking tickets issued, 48 vehicles towed, and 5 people fined for jumping over barricades along the parade route. Prosecutors will lay out some of their case today against 2 men accused of killing another man over money. The victim, Tracy Dennis, went to a home on Marcus Drive in December looking to get paid for work. work he had done. That's when Mobile police say he was killed by Marcos Oslin and David Cordero Hernandez. The suspects will be in court today for a preliminary hearing. A Pensacola police officer has died after a brave fight with cancer. Officer Stephen Grogan died on Tuesday from glioblastoma, an aggressive form of brain cancer. Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson issued a statement Tuesday calling Officer Grogan's death a tremendous loss. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Our way of life is under attack from radical liberals and media elites who look down their noses at anyone who's Southern, conservative, Christian, and voted for President Trump. Chris Pringle is a South Alabama conservative we need to defend our values. Chris Pringle is pro-life, pro-gun, big-time pro-Trump, and doesn't care who knows it. Chris Pringle isn't politically correct and proud of it. He'll take on the liberal media and anyone else who mocks our conservative values. Chris Pringle will stand with President Trump to build the wall, protect the unborn, and defend our way of life from radical socialists like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Standing with Trump and defending our South Alabama values. That's proud conservative Chris Pringle.
I'm Chris Pringle, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Chris Pringle for Congress.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
All right, 718 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check back in with Kane in the traffic department. But this coming from Cameron, thank you, on the text line. Said a stalled vehicle westbound in the Wallace Tunnel, the left lane is blocked. So a stalled vehicle westbound I-10 tunnel, left lane is blocked. We'll get more on that coming up in a second with Kane.
All right, thanks, Sean. 718 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 NFL Combine is ongoing in Indianapolis this week, while Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is still recovering from a hip injury. He is not working out for teams yet, but he is meeting with coaches and front office personnel. Yesterday, Tua was asked by media how he is handling these interviews with teams.
First off, I think going into the interview rooms and these informal interviews, I just feel like I got to be myself. If I'm not the person for the organization, you know, then I'm not the person. I just feel like if I just be myself going into the interviews, the right team will find me.
Today, offensive linemen, running backs, and special teamers will meet with the media. And then tomorrow, the fun stuff begins, the on-field workouts with quarterbacks, tight ends, and receivers taking the field. The AHSAA 2020 Basketball Championships are underway in Birmingham this week. We have several teams in our listening area competing this year in the Final Four. On Monday, the St. Luke's girls team beat Mars Hill to advance to the title game. They'll take on Spring Garden in the championship game on Friday morning. Yesterday, the T.R. Miller girls team defeated Lauderdale County 50-44. They'll face Pisgah for the 3A title on Friday at 12:30. The Williamson boys team rallied to beat Brooks 55-52 and will face Talladega for the 4A blue map on Friday night at 5:45. Today at 1:30, the BC Rain boys team will play Bessemer City in the 6A semifinals. They'll play at 1:30. And the LaFleur boys team will play in the 5A semifinals against Fairfield at 7:30 tonight. Then tomorrow in 7A, McGill Tulin's girls face Spain Park at noon, and the Fairhope boys team will play Mountain Brook at 1:30. In SEC basketball last night, number 15 Auburn beat Ole Miss 67-58.
Samir will just hold on to the basketball.
Thank
Auburn,
you very much.
67, Ole Miss 58.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, Sonny Smith doing his Mardi Gras impersonation of a lot of people on the parade routes yesterday. I love it. I love it. That was the call from him and Andy Burcham on the Auburn Sports Radio Network. Austin Wiley led the Tigers with 15 points and 11 rebounds, and Isaac Okoro returned after missing three games with a hamstring injury. Also with that win, Auburn set a single-season record with their 16th home win this season. Alabama fell to Mississippi State in Starkville 80-73. Bama's John Petty Jr. suffered an elbow injury midway through the first half, did not return for the rest of the game. He scored 8 points in only 9 minutes, while Kyra Lewis Jr. led the Tide with 29 points. And in the only other SEC game last night, number 8, Kentucky beat Texas A&M 69-60. In the NBA last night, Zion Williamson faced LeBron James for the first time in his young career, with LeBron and the Lakers coming out on top 118-109 over the Pelicans. LeBron scored a season-high 40 points in the win, while Zion put up 29 points of his own. Milwaukee improved to 50-8 this season with a 108-97 win over Toronto. Indiana routed Charlotte. Oklahoma City beat Chicago by 2. Denver beat Detroit. Boston got the win over Portland. And Sacramento handed Golden State their 46th loss of the season. In baseball, South Alabama shut out New Orleans 5-0. Jags pitcher Matt Boswell tossed a complete game in the win. And in softball, the Jags fell in a marathon 16-inning game 4-3 to Nicholls State. 721 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. There may be a workaround for you if you pay more than $10,000 on state and local taxes. Some accountants are advising their clients to transfer their home or homes into entities called limited liability companies, or LLCs. You can then transfer those LLCs into a special kind of trust. So let's say you have a $50,000 property tax bill. You can set up 5 separate trusts with each taking a $10,000 deduction. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R scpa.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be breezy with occasional showers and temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've had a wonderful ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway, and we're accident-free with stalled vehicle there. Government 65 by the exit ramp, but not affecting traffic. Spring Hill and Moffitt 65 still looking good, and no delays from Tillman's Corner and Theodore along 90 and Old Pass Cagoula. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 725 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. And yeah, now less than, Fat Tuesday's in the rear view, and Super Tuesday ahead, less than a week until primary day here in the state of Alabama. Of course, you can go check out interviews with the candidates, lots of them, and debate coverage as well by going to our website, fmtalk1065.com, clicking on the podcast tab. We'll talk more about that. Plus, interviews still slated between now and Election Day. So, hey, and well, I'll ask that question later. I got a question about Tuesday and just kind of a policy I've had for a long time, and it's being challenged by some politicians that would like to be on. We'll talk about that on the midday. Should I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can comment on the text line. I've never taken the interviews on Election Day.
And why is that?
Because I just don't think it's, number one, it's not fair if the person who's running against that person doesn't have time to get on right then or counter or anything like that. And I also like to talk with y'all on Election Day, talking about how to look at the polls, kind of your thoughts. I mean, at that point, we'll do plenty more interviews between now and Election Day. I just have always, on the Tuesday of a primary or a general, I don't do the interviews.
Yeah.
I don't know. And people are challenging that policy. I'd love to hear from you. If you think I'm all wet on this and I should have all those interviews, or let some come on, others, you know, if they can come on Election Day, maybe that's the deal. I don't know. I just never have done that in the past.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I mean, you're talking go time. Tuesday will be, you know, by the time they get on the air, a lot of people have already had voted.
Right.
And
what if that person gets on the air and the other person can't get on the air before the other person votes?
There's only so many hours of broadcast time.
We do plenty. We still have the rest of this week, and on Monday we'll have plenty of interviews coming up. Also, what's happening in Montgomery? Remember, even though we've been Mardi Gras down here, they've been in session in Montgomery. And one of the stories, and one of the three big things, top news stories of the day on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Is this idea of a statewide pistol permit database. We talked about this some last week. Story from WIAT in Huntsville said, over the course of 13 months, Alabama lost seven law enforcement officers in the line of duty. Now several lawmakers are supporting a bill to help protect law enforcement lives by creating a statewide pistol permit database. Alabama Sheriff's Association is throwing its support behind a bill to create the Alabama Responding Officer Warning System. A quote here from Lee County Sheriff J. Jacobs said there's two purposes behind this: to protect our citizens, law enforcement officers, and by giving them information base, a database, if you will. Under current law, concealed carry permits are issued by sheriffs. This bill would create a statewide database of people authorized to carry a pistol in a car or concealed on them. Montgomery County Sheriff Derek Cunningham said it's about keeping officers safe. It's not about the permits. It's about not knowing people knowing who has permits. Representative Bill Sponsor and Representative Shane Stringer out of Mobile calls the system a huge step towards saving law enforcement. He said, we lost seven officers this year. We're trying to better and learn from that, and trying to work on trying to better protect our officers. As of yesterday, the bill still had not been assigned to a legislative committee, but we'll talk more about this coming up in the midday show today. All right. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, believe it or not, I think he's stringing together like 4 or 5 days of dry weather.
Oh, great news.
How about that? So we'll get more details on that and some cooler temperatures heading our way. Check in with News 5 first, then Dr. Bill. Glad you're here. This is FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two Florida residents are asking a state court to remove Senator Bernie Sanders from the March primary ballot. The lawsuit argues Sanders is a registered independent, not a Democrat, and should not be allowed to appear on the Democratic ballot. Sanders is the frontrunner in the Democratic primary. Happening today, crews will close part of the causeway between the Cochran-Africatown Bridge and the Bankhead Tunnel. The right lane on the eastbound side will be closed until 6 this evening as they work on the drainage system. Crews will close the lane again tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Reptiles and exotic animals are taking over the port city for Repticon. The fun kicks off at 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the grounds of West Mobile. You can learn about animals not normally seen in local pet stores and shop for a new pet among the hundreds of reptiles, amphibians, and other small exotic animals. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for kids, and children younger than 5 get in free. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is blowing out all their Browning safes in stock. Safes starting as low as $899. Save up to $1,500 on scratch and dents and get free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles during this Browning blowout. But hurry, quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile, and now open next to Walmart in D'Iberville.
Pandemic is a word being used to describe what could come next in the spread of coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Continual spread of sustained transmission from person to person to person in multiple countries, regions, and hemispheres throughout the world simultaneously. That's what pandemic means. Essentially involving the entire world.
A snowstorm in the Northeast will miss Boston and New York. The system is packed with strong winds.
Those 40-mile-per-hour winds could bring down power lines, trees, all those things. Could even make some flash flooding along the coast with that onshore flow pushing the tide on land.
There's meteorologist Chad Myers. Egypt has held a full military funeral for former President Hosni Mubarak, ousted from power in 2011. The 91-year-old Mubarak died on Tuesday at a Cairo military hospital from heart and kidney complications. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Global shares fell today on growing fears that a new virus's spread may be unstoppable, hurting global growth considerably. U.S. investors are hoping to recoup losses today, but futures right now are lower. Surprising news from the corporate world, Disney CEO Robert Iger stepping down effective immediately. The 69-year-old says he will spend more time on Disney's creative endeavors, including ESPN, Fox Studios, Hulu, and Disney+.
I'm just as committed to the company, just with a different title and a different role. But more than anything, I'm committed to a successful succession process and a successful transition.
Bob Chapek, most recently chairman of Disney Parks, will succeed Iger. FanDuel's founders and more than 100 former employees have sued, saying the company's board of directors and private equity investors intentionally undervalued the sports betting operator to shut them out of an acquisition deal FanDuel merged with Paddy Power in 2018. Again, all Wall Street futures are modestly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 866-95-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear-span building, fast and easy. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All in all, a pretty fine Mardi Gras. For as much rain as we had over the, I'd say, the last 2 weeks, we really, you know, I mean, I don't know, one, two parades maybe had rain issues, but other than that, we did quite fine.
Yeah, you know, so far for the month, and we're only a few days left, we have 5.01 inches of rain, And that's pretty close to the normal. The normal is 5.12 for the month of February. And but, of course, all the rain really has been to the north of us. And places like Birmingham, about, I guess the amounts are probably three times that total in many places across central Alabama. But we've got a dry spell coming our way, and we may see, though, a few isolated showers today. But for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday, we've got some dry weather. Right at the moment, we have a cold front that's through southeast southeast Mississippi now, approaching us, and it's going to bring some chilly weather that will affect us for the next couple of days, and then it'll warm up over the weekend. So today, just a few isolated showers around. Right now, we're seeing some shower activity, mostly light rain across southeast Mississippi and the Hattiesburg area. And although most of that looks like it will stay to the north of Mobile, we could see a few light showers today. And also some sunshine at times. I expect a high of about 62. Now, the wind is going to pick up out of the northwest. Once that cooler air arrives, we're going to see a northwest wind around 10 to 20 miles an hour, particularly this afternoon. Now, tonight we're going to cool down quite a bit, about 35 degrees tonight under mostly clear skies. And then tomorrow it'll be cooler, sunny, and only 55 for the high. Thursday night, another cold night, down into the mid-30s. And then Friday, sunny and low 60s. And the weekend, plenty of sunshine and high temperatures in the mid-60s. That's just about normal for this time of the year. And then Monday, we're going to warm up to 70 under partly cloudy skies. Our next chance of rain, a few scattered showers on Tuesday.
All right. Well, this is very good news for people that have been dealing with the river flooding along the Alabama Tom Bigbee and the Mobile River, that we finally stopped raining up there for a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, right here looking at five straight days now, Thursday through Monday, with no rain in the forecast.
All right. That is fantastic news. Dr. Bill, remind folks, too, we have rainy years, dry years, hot temps, low temps. All that kind of stuff is in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, you know, we're really getting close to the boating season as things start to warm up. And we have all the tide tables for the year, and they're all available in the Weather Almanac. And here's a few locations at Hancock Whitney Banks here, Mobile, and also the Eastern Shore. And also at West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And over in the Eastern Shore, you'll also find copies at the Autocraft Collision Center in Fairhope, and also in Fairhope Old Time Garden Supply.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. And looking at the flooding situation here, pretty much at crest at, I think we're yesterday crested at the Mobile River at Berry Steam Plant, reading at 17.07 feet, which is the sixth highest crest on record since they've been keeping it. So you have, I guess the highest ever was 18.19 back on March 6th of 1961, but 17.07. which, if people are keeping updates there on the Twitter feed, leaves us about a foot and a half under our camp. If you'll go to at FMTalk1065 on Twitter, been documenting just my part of this. I know so many people have their homes have been flooded and have issues with their camps flooded along the river. We're just a boat wake away from getting water in ours, but I've been posting up pictures pretty routinely on the Twitter feed at FMTalk1065. The last update I've got was yesterday, and we'll put that picture up here in just a second. You can see how the water's been coming up. It's just, we've got three steps left. Three steps left and you're on the front porch, and that's where the water is. It's very, very, very close, but knocking on all the wood I can in here, our feet are still dry in that camp. So
what a picture you posted there, and others not so lucky,
right?
But I'm sure a lot of people right now wishing they'd added another foot or two to the pylons building under the camps.
Listen, that's one of the things that you looked at, looking around, that some people, as I've come and going out of Bates Lake, where we are, southeast Washington County, It's something just as simple as another foot or two. Yeah, there'd be one camp sitting next to one that has water in it, has all those issues, and then you look just next door, and they were a foot and a half, 2 feet higher, and they're out of water. It's just makes a lot of difference as people are dealing with that flooding. All right, 740 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Brent Barkin, second-generation CEO of family-owned Shoe Station. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Are you a retired veteran looking to buy or sell a home? The Roberts Brothers Military on the Move program gives us a chance to help members of the military community buy, sell, or rent at a discounted rate in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Thank you for your service. For more information, visit robertsbrothers.com.
Terry Barkin started Shoe Station in 1984 here in Mobile. Now they have 21 stores in 5 states and are run by Terry's son, Brent. They target what Brent calls the value customer, who wants to know that a brand they like will be there when they return to replace a favorite pair of work boots, for example. We hear how the business began, talk family succession plans, and get a snapshot of how the coronavirus in China is going to impact Shoe Station in Mobile. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits. Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327, or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center inside the George Wallace Tunnel, westbound I-10, you've got the left lane blocked off with a disabled vehicle backing up traffic quite a bit. They've got wreckers on the way to move it. 3 Notch and Old Pass Cagoula have got another accident without injuries. Officers are on the scene. And wreckers just arriving at Government in South Joachim. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Bonito Beach Boulevard and in Foley and McKenzie Street across from the golf course. For your health and wellness, they offer all things hemp. Find them on Facebook and online. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. It's 7:42 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. I'll say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk some brand new inventory. You had some new vehicles showing up.
Absolutely. We just got in a GMC Denali crew cab, diesel, fully loaded, four-wheel drive, lift kit, big tires, wheels, all the options, leather, roof, all the above. And like I said, it's just a beautiful truck. We got in a one-ton diesel, long wheelbase, four-wheel drive. We got all kind of different diesels in last night. We got Dodges, Ford F-250s, so, and just regular gas burners.
Okay, so you've got those selections. Of course, at the same time, you got a big selection of cars, SUVs, and you know, and you've got those cash cars right now too.
Absolutely, we got a tremendous selection of cash cars. We got several of those in. We got trucks. For example, we got a little 2008 Ford Ranger Sport extra cab with only 9,000 miles, and it's under $10,000, just for one example.
I love it. Give us directions to come check out that vehicle and the rest of the inventory at LCM.
Highway 98 Plantation Road. Online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Hey, by the way, from the text line here, and we'll switch over to hearing your voice coming up next hour at 343-0106. But several people asking the same question about this proposed conceal and carry database. They want to know how many officers were killed with, you know, by people that had concealed carry permits. And I think that's a fair question. We're going to ask that on the Midday Show today. We'll delve into that that database question and hopefully get some of the people that have been working on this on the show to kind of explain what they're thinking. But yes, Sheriff's Association of Alabama backing this, and it's an idea to put a database out there. I guess it would be shared statewide from county to county to county on concealed carry permits. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit, plus sports with Dalton straight ahead, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
Amendment 1 on your March 3rd ballot would take away your right to vote for state school board and make them all appointed by Governor Ivey. I'm Jim Ziegler, your state auditor. I ask you to vote no on Amendment 1. The same Montgomery insiders that rammed through the gas tax are now trying to get control of the education and retirement funds. The Common Sense Campaign authorized this ad to vote no on Amendment 1.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. 123,000 revelers attended parades in downtown Mobile on Fat Tuesday. Other numbers from Mobile Police include 211 parking tickets issued, 48 vehicles towed, and 5 people fined for jumping over barricades along the parade route. Prosecutors will lay out some of their case today against 2 men accused of killing another man over money. The victim, Tracy Dennis, went to a home on Marcus Drive in December looking to get paid for work he had done. That's when Mobile police say he was killed by Marcos Oslin and David Cordero Hernandez. The suspects will be in court today for a preliminary hearing. A Pensacola police officer has died after a brave fight with cancer. Officer Stephen Grogan died on Tuesday from glioblastoma, an aggressive form of brain cancer. Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson issued a statement Tuesday calling Officer Grogan's death a tremendous loss. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloni.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
Good morning, 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Warwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2020 NFL Combine is ongoing in Indianapolis this week, and while Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is still recovering from a hip injury, he's not yet working out for teams, but he is meeting with coaches and front office personnel. Yesterday, Tua was asked by the media how he's handling the interviews with teams.
First off, I think going into the interview rooms and these informal interviews, I just feel like I got to be myself. If I'm not the person for the organization, then I'm not the person. I just feel like if I just be myself going into the interviews, the right team will find me.
Today, offensive linemen, running backs, and special teamers will meet with the media. And then tomorrow, the real fun begins, on-field workouts with quarterbacks, tight ends, and receivers taking the field. The AHSAA 2020 Basketball Championships are underway in Birmingham this week. We have several teams in our listening area competing this year in the Final Four. On Monday, the St. Luke's girls team beat Mars Hill to advance to the title game. They'll face Spring Garden in the championship game on Friday morning. Yesterday, the T.R. Miller girls team defeated Lauderdale County 50-44. They'll face Pisgah for the 3A title on Friday at 12:30. The Williamson boys team rallied to beat Brooks 55-52. and will face Talladega for the 4A Blue Map on Friday night at 5:45. Today at 1:30, the BC Rain boys team will play Bessemer City in the 6A semifinals, and the LaFleur boys team will play in the 5A semifinals against Fairfield at 7:30 tonight. Then tomorrow in 7A, McGill Toulon's girls face Spain Park at noon, and the Fairhope boys team will play Mountain Brook at 1:30. In SEC basketball last night, number 15-ranked Auburn beat Ole Miss 67-58.
Samir will just hold on to the basketball.
Thank
Auburn,
you very much.
67, Ole Miss 58.
I love it. I love it.
That's Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith on the call. Austin Wiley led the Tigers with 15 points and 11 rebounds. And Isaac Okoro returned after missing three games with a hamstring injury. The Tigers set a single-season high with their 16th win at home this year. Alabama fell to Mississippi State in Starkville 80-73. Bama's John Petty Jr. suffered an elbow injury midway through the first half and did not return the rest of the game. He scored 8 points in only 9 minutes, while Kyra Lewis Jr. led the Tide with 29 points. And in the only other SEC game last night, number 8 Kentucky beat Texas A&M 69-60. In the NBA last night, Zion Williamson faced LeBron James for the first time in his young career, with LeBron and the Lakers coming out on top 118-109 over the Pelicans. LeBron scored a season-high 40 points in the win, while Zion put up 29 points of his own. And in baseball, South Alabama shut out New Orleans 5-0. Jags pitcher Matt Boswell tossed a complete game in the win. In softball, the Jags fell in a marathon 16-inning game 4-3 to Nicholls State. 7:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
For the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department at Government and Joaquin. Also got the new accident at Three Notch at Old Pass Cagoula Road and a vehicle fire at Josephine Street and Bayshore Avenue. A disabled vehicle has been tying up traffic westbound I-10. Left lane getting cleared up outside the tunnel, but we've got traffic backed up on the Bayway. The Renaissance Hotel and Battle House Hotel and Spa are hosting a joint job fair Saturday, March 7th from 9 to 2 p.m. Applications must be completed online. Before attending the job fair, go to renaissancemobilejobs.com. And I'm Kane with your and Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be breezy with occasional showers and temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next three decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollar safe and secure. So, on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
All right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you here on this Ash Wednesday. We talked about and had a pretty good list of things people were giving up for Lent on there. We had the polling out there, I think, from YouGov, the top things. It's like TV and alcohol, caffeine, fast food. Saw this, that the Pope is now, Pope Francis is added, according to the story from trust.org, it says, on Wednesday, Pope Francis added a modern twist to the list of things to quit during the season and beyond: insulting people on social media. Basically, Pope Francis said, don't troll people.
I like that.
So, but that should be, I mean, maybe if you give that up, if you give up trolling for Lent, then it gets to be a habit going forward. Maybe you should just say, like, let's do less of that around, like, all the days of the year, outside the 40 days of Lent.
Yeah.
He said, Lent, he said, in partially improvised remarks, is a time to give up useless words, gossip, rumors, tittle-tattle.
No.
And speak to God on a first-name basis.
Is tittle-tattle like snitching? What's tittle-tattle?
I don't know. I don't know if it's, but it says here, the tittle-tattle. So, Pope went on to say, we live in an atmosphere polluted by too much verbal violence, too many offensive and harmful words, which are amplified by the internet. Today, people insult each other as if they were saying good day. I agree with Pope on that, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't know the tittle-tattle part.
I thought he might give up shaking hands for Lent this year. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they're...
He got in trouble a couple times for that.
Well, they're worried, yes, and they're worried also about having any kind of grouping of people there in Italy with the cases of coronavirus there. So it's a definite... I think they've had 10 fatal cases in Italy.
Mm.
Oh, and speaking of international news and longevity, remember we had a story about a month ago and it said the world's oldest person died at 128? And I said, baloney, this is not right. They made this story up.
Yeah, you called him out on it.
CNN reporting, the world's oldest living man, Shih Tzu Watanabe, is passed away in Japan at the age of 112. Okay, so there you go. It's 112. It's not one. That story worth 128. Well, I couldn't find anything else to substantiate 128. Well, so 112.
The oldest person was 128. Now the oldest person is 112.
No, but it wasn't. But that one, that there was no like. There's no mention of that person in any of these other stories. No. I think that was completely made up.
Okay, maybe a story got past the 6.5 story screeners.
Okay, here it is, because the last oldest person in the world was 116. Not 128.
You might be right on that.
Now, and then it dropped to this person at 112, and now they're out. I don't know who's next in line, but 112.
Probably right around the same age, 111, 112.
There you go. All right, Jeff Ford joins us, hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings next.